is Wiggity Wiggity Whack.
Here's Rick Stacy's News of the Weird.
All right, yesterday we were talking about strange names you were called as a kid. Some of them hurtful because words hurt, you know?
Kids are mean.
Yeah, but that's part of growing up. That's what makes you tough for later in life. You see, we've eliminated all that. Because anybody does that in school now, they're thrown out, right?
I know. That we have to have equality. I can't even tell you how many times
I was... What does that have to do with equality?
No, I'm talking about like...
You have to have nicety.
No, the inclusion that you always talk about. You're like, everyone, no one can hurt anyone's feelings. We can't have any contests. It can't be a competition.
Yeah. The wussifying of America. But no, kids were mean, man. But that's part of growing up. You need that. It's sort of like, you know how they always tell you, you know, your kid has asthma, your kid has allergies because when you were... When the kid was very small, you didn't let him play in the dirt.
Right.
So he didn't build up an immunity. It's
right.
The same thing. You build up an immunity, stuff like that. So I'll be the first one to give out the name that I was called probably for 4 years out of elementary school was Dungeon Breath.
Why?
And I would assume that at some point I had bad breath. Here, come here.
Ow!
Ooh, sorry. Yeah, no, I don't know. I mean, I guess that's what it was. What else would it be? Or else they picked it out of the sky.
But for 4 years, like, I would think after the first time somebody called me Dungeon Breath, I would be, like, eating Colgate before I went to
school.
You're
a kid. You don't think like that. You're like, okay, well, that's what they're going to call me.
Yeah, you didn't care.
Yeah, you know, just went on with life, set fire to something, and you're fine.
Oh, my gosh.
So we have a special guest, you know, coming in from the far away, the other room. Amanda, who does our traffic, what did they call you?
Hey, my actual bullies were my brothers. They're like 6 and 7 years older than me, and I vividly remember riding bike a lot when I was a kid. People don't do that anymore. And I was riding bike, and I came inside, and for some reason, I like to ride bike on the gutter. And the
the gutter? Oh, in the street?
Yeah.
Well, who doesn't like to do that?
For some reason, I was a little girl riding bike in the gutter. I used to love the way the water would just splash behind me, but I didn't realize that it would splash all over my back.
Yeah.
And I remember coming into my house and my brother giving me the dirtiest look. And from that moment on, he called me Gutter Girl until I was about a teenager. So Gutter Girl was my name. And it was so offensive because every time I walked around, he would be like, all right, guys, stop talking, stop talking. Gutter Girl's here. Gutter Girl's here.
Yeah, because that would turn into an entire different meaning in high school, wouldn't it?
I was going to say. And then, of course, the Amanda, that's what she is.
Oh, Amanda. You know, like the worst name in the American naming culture is Doug. Doug. That's the worst. So Amanda.
Oh, yeah, my whole life.
Yeah, that's not bad. I do like Gutter Girl, though.
Gutter Girl was, and it lasted for a while.
And it's going to continue now.
Gutter Girl.
Because you know what that could mean.
I know.
Oh, absolutely.
It means you're a hussy.
But I was a little innocent baby.
Sure you were.
Yeah, but it made you tough. Sort of.
Yeah, she's a tough gal.
Okay, goodbye.
Okay, so mine was, I had a couple. They called me Buck Fro because I had big hair. But they called me Big Booty Bucko, and that's not it because
Now, people are wondering why Bucko's her last name. There you go.
Yeah, Bucko's my last name. And I have a very... this was before J-Lo brought big butts back, so it was like, oh, wow, she's got a really big butt. I'm an Italian, and so I have a large...
So all the cheese goes down there.
A large, round backside. And one day when I was getting off of the school bus, you remember that song, Doing the Butt?
Yep. Oh, I'm supposed to play that.
God.
Okay, I'm sorry, you threw me off. Where'd it go? All right, just keep talking.
So there's a part in Doing the Butt where they do the names at the end, and they're like, Melissa's got a big old butt. Oh, yeah. Edwin's got a big old butt. Oh, yeah. Do you remember that?
Of course I do. I love that song.
So I was
Here
really...
Here it is. Here it is. I got it.
I got a big old butt.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That part.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Bucko's got a big old butt. Uh-huh. Yeah,
I went to get off the school bus, and there were cute boys on the bus, and I went to get off the bus, and you know when the bus stops and the doors open, you're the only one getting off, so you're standing up, everyone's sitting down, and the guy in the back of the bus who I thought was cute was like, Jill's got a big old butt.
I got a big old butt.
And the whole bus goes, oh, yeah? And
Nice.
I turned bright red, and I had to leave.
Oh.
But then J-Lo, God bless her, brought big booties back, and here I am.
Oh, boy. And then filling in for Smokestack this morning is Irving.
Irvin.
Is it Irvin?
Irvin, yeah, man. Yeah. It's not Irvin. You were always your intern. Come on, man.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so what was your nickname?
They used to call me Pervin Irvin. Not going to lie.
Pervin Irvin.
Pervin
Irvin. So what exactly earned you that name, Pervin?
They cut.
You must have done something.
They had nothing to rhyme with my name, so that's the most creative they got.
I think there's more to the story.
He's lying. Come on, man. So what were you doing, huh?
Nothing. That's about
hiding,
it. That's as
hiding
much
in
as
the
I
girl's
got.
Gym.
There was
Come
nothing
on.
Else that rhymes with my name.
Did you drill a hole in the girl's bathroom wall? You did something.
Not back then, no. No, I'm pretty innocent as far as that goes.
Go get his file. HR's got it.
The Rick Stacy Morning Show.
With Jill and Smokestack.
This station is about sex, violence, and the weather.
Sunshine.